From NewCanaanite.com, here's Michael Dinan in 0684 Radio.
Thank you, John Walsh, from New Canaan's VoiceOver Walsh, for that introduction. This week, we talked to Dr. Andrew Gerber, President and Medical Director of Silver Hill Hospital, and Bethany Zaro, Director of New Canaan's Department of Human Services, about their partnership in developing and operating the Urgent Assessment Program. This is the second of a two-part series that focuses on mental health. In this podcast, will appear in the Thursday, January 12th newsletter. I spoke to Bethany and Dr. Gerber on Tuesday afternoon. Here's our interview. Bethany and Dr. Gerber, thank you for joining me today to talk about the New Canaan Urgent Assessment Program. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike. It's nice to be here.
Thanks for having us here.
So last week we talked to Dr. Michael Grote from Silver Hill Hospital and Deborah Burke from the Town Players of New Canaan, because those two organizations are partnering in a production of and some programming around ordinary people. And it's a story that deals with some very timely, sensitive mental health issues. And so we're calling this a two-part series because we're here today to talk to both of you about another partnership involving Silver Hill, this one with the town of New Canaan and the Urgent Assessment Program. So before we start to get into it, could one of you please give our listeners some broad strokes of what the program is, how it came about, and how it's being funded?
This program began pre-COVID when New Canaan Community Foundation was doing a community assessment to see where the disparities were in terms of what was needed in the community. So through many sessions, talk sessions with many stakeholders in the town, profits and nonprofits, they found that there was a gap between the time that someone possibly needs mental health direction and when that help could be received. After someone decided that, you know, they needed, or a family member needed some type of guidance, it would take 6 to 8 weeks to get a reputable counselor in to start assessing.
Wow.
So with that being said, yes, it was very important, we felt, as a community, to help bridge that gap and thin that barrier. So this is when COVID hit. Couple of years passed, and then the ARPA funds came available. And at that time, we were also looking at Silver Hill, who is just an unbelievable resource in our community.
Right.
And we wanted to do something. We did the whole partnering effect with Silver Hill, mental health, the needs of the community, and community foundations, seeing where we could focus our ARPA funds.
That's exactly right. And I just want to go back and say that I think it was so prescient of the town of New Canaan, and in particular, the New Canaan Community Foundation and Lauren Patterson, to be talking about these issues even before COVID, when they were important, but not even as much of a crisis as they became after COVID. So it was such a natural thing to come back to these discussions when the ARPA funds became available. And so we had the New Canaan Community Foundation, and we had the town of New Canaan with Bethany, as well as our first selectman, Kevin Moynihan. It was a privilege then for Silver Hill to be invited to the table to talk about the best way to address it. And what I heard right away was you had folks who knew they needed something, but understandably, they didn't know what they needed. And to be told at that point that it was 6 weeks before you were going to be seen by a therapist or a psychiatrist, right at the moment that you're feeling ready to go out and find help and need help, is really the wrong message. So what we decided together was, if we could create a service where you didn't have to wait 6 weeks, in fact, if you could do it within 48 hours and get in front of a really well-trained psychiatrist and social worker to talk about what's going on, get a comprehensive in-person assessment. You know, there's a lot of great things you can do remotely, but there are some things that are just better in person. and meeting with a therapist or psychiatrist, or as a therapist or psychiatrist, I can tell you by experience, meeting with a patient in person, you just have such a better sense of what's going on and what's needed.
Right.
And so we committed to be offering this service, that within 48 hours to have a comprehensive assessment that can go anywhere from 3 hours to even more, and make sure that that person is set up with the treatment that they need.
When did the program launch?
Second week of July 2022, and we intentionally had a bit of a quiet, soft launch over the summer when we did sort of work out the kinks and figure things out, but we really hit our stride in the fall, in September.
And my understanding is that more than 50 patients have completed their urgent assessments in that short period of time, and that more than half of them are adolescents or children, people who are 18 or younger. Could you speak to the need for these services among young New Canaan people in particular?
You know, when we launched it, we didn't know, to be honest, exactly who was going to be taking advantage of it. And I would say we were struck, though not shocked, when a majority were young people, because one of the things that we know as professionals, and I think parents know this, and I think schools know this, is that there is a lot of pent-up need in the country as a whole in young people who are disproportionately experiencing some of the really stressful events going on in the world. Obviously, you know, one of the most significant ones is COVID. Think of all those kids who were remote, all those kids who were wearing masks and being scared about what was going to happen, and seeing loved ones get sick or even being sick themselves. It has just been an enormous stressor on young people. And while I think our schools have done an amazing job, particularly schools here in New Canaan, in tailoring services to those kids, you know, our schools are educators first and foremost.
Right.
And while they do have some mental health resources, we also have made our services available to the schools, who have then become our number one referral source.
Bethany, from your view as the Director of Human Services and working so closely with the community, what is your read on the aftermath of COVID for young people in New Canaan? I mean, we're talking about a stressful environment for them. Is that yielding or exacerbating things like anxiety or depression or other things? What's your read on that?
So based on the clients, the outreach from the residents, we have seen an uptick from an adult level, a parenting level, as well as the child level. And we do work closely with the schools, with the counselors, and with the families. What I don't know is COVID could have been a silver lining in terms of bringing some of these mental health, depression, anxiety, suicidal ideation. It might have brought them out sooner, or people feeling less of a stigma, because COVID could almost be used as an excuse. People focused on COVID for mental health issues, and maybe that's a relief for many people. And it was an accepted reason why to get help. So yes, we have seen the mental health arena open up so much more because of COVID, and maybe for a couple of reasons. So that being said, the people coming into us, they need help. To be able to go over to call Silver Hill, or have them call Silver Hill if they prefer, and to have this assessed done within 48 hours, then the other aspect is the fact that there's a gentle handoff. They just don't give the parents or the person the result. They also say, moving forward, this is what we think would be most advisable. And then they get in touch, Silver Hill gets in touch with the next part of the journey. And sometimes if finances are an issue, Human Services has a lot of resources, as well as Silver Hill, in terms of what is available to the family, what the family is, their capabilities are to pay, and we envelop the situation, the individual, and we want the most positive outcome.
How are the people who are undergoing the program finding out about it? Do you know that?
We've been asking that because we want to make sure we're reaching people. I think the schools are the number one way people find out, because we've been really fortunate to collaborate with folks at the schools, Susan Bliss in particular, but really lots of the folks at the Cadence schools. I do enjoy that the second most common referral comes from the New Canaan Moms Facebook group.
Oh,
and I think it's a real tribute to the moms of New Canaan
who
come together and support one another and exchange useful information.
We also have the demographics of the older residents in New Canaan. And so with Human Services as well as Silver Hill, we've done an outreach to the Lapham Community Center, to the Y, to faith-based communities and men's club in New Canaan, staying put in New Canaan, other areas besides the school-based, which is definitely vital. I think the ages, Andrew, have been 8 to
94
years old.
Oh, wow.
Been our age span.
You know, we started this conversation talking about the American Rescue Plan Act funding for this. What should our listeners know about their own ability to pay for the program? How much of it is funded through ARPA money? Can you talk about that a little bit? And also maybe just to assure people about the confidentiality of the program.
Sure, both great questions. So in terms of the funding, the arrangement we made, and we're so proud of, is that for every resident of New Canaan, they get seen with no questions asked about money. In other words, they don't pay a dime. For folks who do have insurance and are willing, we will try to bill their insurance. Sadly, insurance often doesn't cover that much, but that's okay. It can be a help sometimes. Right. But regardless, it doesn't matter if there's a copay, it doesn't matter. The resident pays nothing.
Wow.
If somebody is not from New Canaan, and we really have targeted New Canaan here, so that doesn't happen that often, but when somebody does come, not because we offer to see them, and they do have to pay a fee, which is not large in terms of the grand scheme of things in terms of mental health treatment, but it's a lot different than being for free.
Yeah.
In terms of confidentiality, we offer folks exactly the same confidentiality they would have if they were seeing anybody in private practice, meaning it doesn't matter that this is free, they have the protection to decide that we would keep this 100% confidential with them. The only complications to that is if you are a minor under 16, then parents do have a right to certain information, and that's something we work out with them in advance, that the adolescent or child knows that we have a responsibility to share certain information with their parents. And no matter what age you are, if we are concerned that you could be an imminent risk to yourself or to somebody else, of course, we also have an obligation then to keep people from harm coming to them. Thankfully, that's a very rare occurrence, but we do let people know in advance that under those very narrow circumstances, we have to place someone's safety ahead of confidentiality.
And Mike, even though the Silver Hill, this is their program, and the town is covering this pilot program for a year, we do not receive any information except numbers, the number of people that have called in, the number of cases that have gone through. And if anybody needs help with resources, they are given our number. So it's definitely the privacy remains intact between Silver Hill and the resident.
One of the things I'm proud about Silver Hill is that over the years, we've treated a lot of people who care very much about their privacy, and we take that extremely seriously. So we treat everybody equally in terms of protecting their privacy.
Dr. Gerber, what has this been like logistically for Silver Hill? I mean, in the 6-odd months that the program has been active, you've seen 50-plus patients, and you have to connect each patient with a therapist within 48 hours. And that, I assume, people can come in waves. It might be a few people entering the program, and then it could be a rush of more. I mean, how have you been able to manage that? What's that been like for Silver Hill?
It's a great question. And, you know, one of the great benefits of Silver Hill being the partner here is because we have a pool of psychiatrists and therapists already working here, we were able to, essentially using the ARPA money that the town so I think wisely and also generously contributed, we were able to block off time with our psychiatrists and social worker so we knew that we would have somebody available within 48 hours. We have never had a person we couldn't find the right next step for, and we're really proud of that.
Bethany, you mentioned earlier that this is a one-year pilot program. Can you talk to me a little bit about the prospect of continuing beyond the one-year mark?
Yes. So, Mike, there's an important part of this, and that is the ARPA funds have paid up until June 30th of 2020. 23. At July 1st, we want to maintain this sustainability for this program. Whether we helped one person or 500 people, it's priceless in terms of saving a life or getting someone on the right track.
Absolutely.
So the sustainability, we need the funds to continue this each year. So it's going to have to be somehow a public-private partnership set up. If we can get another town to come in so that they can have the same easy access that New Canaan has had and they can see the success, there's some money. It can become something that the town gives money towards each year for their budget. We also need the donations from the private and the nonprofits. For example, the Town Players of New Canaan, they're having a fundraiser February 25th, and it will be just pre-play cocktails and a time to discuss and then go into the play. And money, that those proceeds are going to go towards the New Canaan Urgent Assessment Program. So this is vital for the sustainability. So that part of our job now is to, you know, find sponsors and private individuals that will support this for the years to come. And it just puts our community on the map for behavioral health and what we're doing to help each other. That's the key aspect moving forward, starting July 1st of 2023.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's definitely something I'll be following closely as this budget season gets underway later this month, because it sounds like you're going to need these funds in place right when the new fiscal year starts. So we'll be sure to keep an eye on that. Dr. Gerber and Bethany, this has been very informative. I'm going to include links for our listeners in the text that goes along with this audio recording. Before I let you go, is there anything else that you'd like to say about the Urgent Assessment Program or about your respective organizations?
I just wanted to say, you know, what a privilege it is for us at Silver Hill Hospital to be in a town like New Canaan and to be collaborating with such wonderful people, both in government and privately here in the town. It is not every town that is willing to talk about these issues and is really willing to put resources towards these incredibly important things. I think New Canaan has shown leadership, and I hope that becomes a model for all towns, because mental health issues are real and they're affecting people of all ages, but particularly young people. And there's so much we as a society can be doing together to make things better. So I thank you for putting this on your podcast, and to the New Canaan Town Players for organizing this event, and for everything that our wonderful town does together.
Right.
Ditto, Mike. I feel the same way. And just Human Services is there for many, many things in the town. For every resident, this is definitely the priority that we are trying to move through and create a comfortable atmosphere for people to come forward when they need help. And we hope to see everybody on February 25th at the play, Ordinary People.
Well, thank you both again so much for your time today and for everything you're doing. I know I really appreciate it, and our listeners do too. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks.
This podcast has been edited for length. Thank you for joining us for this week's installment of 0684 Radio, and please join us for our next Thursday broadcast. Until then, here's my brother Terry Dynan playing us out.